ran up on the hill about 12 o'clock. Reached right back and got me a poke. Went to the hard one, got me a hook. Placed that line right on that hook. Said, you've been fishing all the time. I'm a-going to fish you too. I bet your life, your loving wife, catch more fish than you. Any fish bite, got good bait. Here's a little something I've let you lay. Any fish bite, got good bait. I'm a-going to fish you. Yes, I'm going to fish you. I'm a-going to fish you too.
This is the Why Fish Radio Podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad.
Hello once again and welcome to this week's special edition of Why Fish Radio. Why Fish Radio is brought to you by Cats on the Red of Lockport, Manitoba, Trophy Cat Adventures in Grand Forks, North Dakota, on the beautiful Red River. Today's tackle, and I'm hopefully many, many more to come. Brad, how you doing today? Show number 50.
Show number 50 indeed. Doing well. We're making the countdown here toward Christmas, just a few days now. Still time to pick up some things there for the outdoors lover on your list, or maybe drop some not-so-subtle hints. So things falling into place. We're into winter, and I'm right in the middle of it. I'm ready. I'm there.
Well, today we're going to do something different, and we have a bad habit on this show of digressing into past and other off topics and all kinds of things, but, you know, it's all in good fun with the world of fishing. But if you didn't catch it already, this is show number 50. We're a little over a year old. We did have a ownership change, per se, back in March, and we've had the reins all to ourselves ever since, and hopefully we're doing a good job. You know, we don't see a lot of emails from all you listeners, so feel free to send us those. But I think we've done a pretty good job since back in show number one. What do you think?
I would have to say so. I mean, the fact that you've taken this little enterprise and we've sustained it like we have, I think it's pretty impressive. I mean, it's kind of a labor of love. It's one of those things that'd be really easy to say, let's just blow off this week. We've got, you know, something else going on. Too busy with this, too busy with that. But, you know, like you say, aside from that one little down period there in March, we've been plugging right along every week. And, you know, we're pretty devoted with it. And, you know, it's for us, it's a good excuse to get together and talk fishing. And, you know, hopefully it's the kind of thing that those of you listeners out there can derive a little bit of enjoyment out of and hopefully learn a few things at the same time. So it's gone fast. But, you know, at the same time, I think it's really cause for a little bit of celebration.
Well, you go back to November, I suppose it was about October of 2004, we got this bright idea from a former business partner of mine of this great new technology called podcasting, and we were working on whyfish.com, and the whyfish concept had already been invented, and all of a sudden, why don't you throw a podcast on there? Well, neither of us being broadcasters. Okay, we'd be happy to do it. And if you guys have listened to show 1, 2, or 3 in the past month, which I haven't, hopefully we've improved. I know we've improved because I've been listening to them as we go.
I would definitely say that's the case. And I remember doing that first one, sitting down in your basement and waiting for the microphone to be turned on and thinking, what are we going to talk about for 15 minutes? It seemed like an eternity. And, you know, I think we made probably a list of things and tried to keep it somewhat structured. But, you know, at the same time, I felt a little bit like a deer in the headlights. And, I think it shows. Whereas, no, it's just a lot more relaxing and it's a pretty laid back thing. And, you know, as those of you who've listened to us can easily attest, I mean, we can blather on about anything at length now for 15, 20 minutes without even trying.
Well, that's just it. We have more trouble keeping it to within time guidelines than we do getting there like we once did. But, you know, along the way, we started getting some press. What was it, February 17th or 18th? I can't remember the exact date. We had the New York Times in town, for goodness sakes. That's huge coming for a little fishing podcast in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
That was an absolutely amazing thing. It really struck me when I saw that reporter in the room that she had flown all the way from New York City to Grand Forks, basically landed in a blizzard, which I'll have to admit I was a little bit glad to see a blizzard so she could see exactly what we do have to put up with living here, and yet made her way into the basement of a friend's house in Thompson, North Dakota, And, you know, of course, the story was it was using us as kind of a lead into a bigger story on the podcast technology and kind of the podcast boom in general. But we were kind of the ground floor for it and, you know, the springboard for her to get into that story. So, yeah, it was amazing. You know, there we were on the front page. They didn't use our pictures, but we're prominently mentioned. And I don't know about you, but I certainly wasn't thinking about that when we launched that little project down in your basement. Never dawned on me. Never in my wildest imagination would I have thought that.
No, and we still get, I'd say weekly anyway, there's a new person in the southern United States listens to us, or there's a new directory for internet radio, podcast, download, whatever you want to call it, that send in emails, you know, get on our directory, get found, and they're finding us through the site and through the show. At the time when the New York Times was here, we were the only fishing podcast on the internet. Now I think there was 10 at one time. I think there's only 8 consistently week by week ones now that I've been able to find. So we've withstood the test of time as far as the internet is going at this point.
And not only that, there may be other podcasts, but we will always be the first. And, you know, a lot of times you just got to go with the show that brung you, as they say. And you're right. No, that's us. And I guess at least, you know, living in the part of the country that we do in the northern United States, you know, Midwest at that, we've managed to cover the bases pretty well in terms of the area where we live. I mean, not only the Red River here, but other nearby lakes and undisclosed bodies of water on occasion. And I mean, we cover the bases and get north of the border a little bit. And, you know, like I say, we're having a good time doing it.
Well, you know, that kind of leads into the next thing. When this thing started taking off, it's like, oh, there's some business expense here. Plus, we've got the traffic. Maybe we need to start looking for some sponsors. And, you know, we were Kent over at Trophy Cat Adventures was good enough to jump on board with us and give us that trip to give away. And, you know, he's just a good friend anyway and getting his business going. And then, you know, Stu up at Cats on the Red has been nothing but good to us along the way. And now we're getting new ones and moving along in the world. And it's just a great progression. And until statistics say nobody's listening, why should we go off the air?
Absolutely. And, you know, hopefully it's one of those things where, you know, success just breeds success. And, you know, the fact that, you know, there are a few sponsors out there that are willing to, you know, invest in us in one way or another, you know, leads others to do the same, because, you know, that's what it takes, folks, to keep these kinds of shows rolling.
And that's a few weeks back, we were talking about supporting the sponsors to keep us rolling here. And that's the key for us now is, with any good success, and the old adage, you got to spend money to make money. We're spending money now, and we're at least keeping on the air. And as long as our listeners and our friends keep supporting our sponsors, we're going to stay right here at y-fish.com every Tuesday.
And, you know, like I say, if nothing else at this point, it is still just a good excuse to get together and talk fishing once a week. Never a bad thing. It's taken us on some wild rides in a lot of different ways over the past year, and it's been a lot of fun. So it's going to be interesting to see what the next year brings along those lines. You know, like I say, when we launched this back in November of 2004, you know, little did we know that it would include mention in, you know, such lofty publications as the New York Times. In fact, I remember doing a Google search and actually finding that story printed in a Vietnamese language, you know, in a paper in Southeast Asia. So, you know, it's amazing the legs that these things can spring. And, you know, like I say, who knows where those legs are going to take us now.
Well, you know, for about 3 months, if you typed either of our names in, the first 150 matches were that article that was reprinted and reprinted and reprinted in different newspapers all across the world. And obviously we hit it right. There's a lot of people in this world that may not remember us, but they've heard our name at one time or another now.
At one point in time. And, you know, it will be interesting to see just how many of these other podcasts out there have been able to sustain it for a year. You know, there's probably some that have started it, you know, more or less as a hobby, and that's a great thing, but, you know, lost interest and moved on to other things. But, you know, to see just what types of podcasts and you know, what types of people have kept it rolling like that. You know, like I say, fishing-wise, I haven't personally had a chance to listen to any of the other podcasts, and very rarely listen to ours even. But I do have a home computer now, and so I am a little more up to speed on some of our later shows. But it's, you know, especially with winter among us, you know, here right now, if you hit one of those cold off days where you're stuck inside with a blizzard or heavy snow, something like that, you know, hop on the net and, you know, check out Why Fish Radio. But at the same time, you know, I think if I hit a day like that, I might check out some of those other ones too. Right now, I'm just too busy fishing and having fun to worry about it.
Well, that's the biggest problem, and that's the biggest problem with getting shows done and site updates done and all that good stuff done, because, you know, we set this out to be about fishing, and, you know, rather than sitting in front of the internet, we're getting on the water and getting some real experience to talk about. And, you know, that leads to my next story or thought is the hardest thing about this show from day one, we've tried to keep it about making memories and having fun and not getting too technical. And I'm finding that to be very difficult because I do have that little technology bug per se in my fishing. And so I actually got to kind of back up a little bit and try some different things the way things used to be tried, just to keep everything in perspective.
Well, you'll look back again on, you know, on the trip we made up to Lockport Selkirk on the Manitoba side of the Red here, you know, a week or so back. I mean, there was kind of an interesting contrast, you know, just within a matter of about an hour and a few feet apart. You know, as I recall, you know, you finally scored with your first ever greenback, and not only that, your largest walleye to date through the ice. And you had technology working in your favor on that one. I believe you had your Vexlar FL18 and were intently staring at it when you noticed a little blip about 5 feet off the bottom. Reeled up to it, you know, and all of a sudden you had a fish just absolutely smack that jig. You know, probably a situation where without that little piece of technology, you wouldn't have even known that fish is there. You probably wouldn't have reeled up to it, and you probably wouldn't have had that biggest fish of your life.
Not the biggest fish in my life. I have caught a sturgeon.
Well, yeah, I stand corrected on that. The biggest walleye of your life.
And there's no probably in that. Without that Vexilar, that fish would have never happened.
But then you look at my situation there about an hour later. I had a rod, a dead stick employed in the middle of the do-nothing technique, sitting in a rod rocker holder outside the house. A couple of dead minnows on it, on a jig, you know, 20 feet under the water, doing absolutely nothing to it. Looked out the window every once in a while, just trying to, you know, kind of will that rod into bending over. And, you know, maybe that's what finally tipped the scales, or should I say tipped the rod in my favor in this case. But looked out the window, and there that rod was doubled over in that holder. And again, that really, really impressed me watching what that rod holder could do, you know, with a pretty good sized fish. You know, it could have easily taken that rod and pulled it down the hole. But with that rod rocker, there was no way it could do it. But, you know, again, I run out and set the hook on a fish that was the biggest walleye I have caught in over a year. And a 26-inch walleye that, you know, sets that bar for the rest of the winter pretty high. But I did it basically, I had a rod and a reel, so I wasn't exactly, you know, going hand over hand. Came close at one point because my reel froze up. But, you know, compared to what's out there in terms of technology for me in that particular case, I was pretty bare bones. But in the end, we both got a pretty satisfactory product out of the deal.
Well, and remember the morning after that. We're set up, everything's ready to go, and both Vexilars were dead. You ended up getting yours warmed up and going. I ended up going over to some neighbor shacks and doing a little begging and getting some electronics. But talk about being lost without that. And, you know, everybody says, and we say, you don't need it, but boy, does it make life nice.
I felt exactly the same way, just completely lost. And it's like fishing blind in a dark closet, as somebody once said. Until that battery got warmed up, I was definitely fishing blind, and I felt a lot better once I got the Vexilar up and running. So, I mean, you do become reliant on it, and there is no way I would ever go back to not having one. And It's a tool. It's not the be-all and end-all, but I tell you what, you do become reliant on them, and that was a classic example.
Well, it's not going to catch you more fish, but it's certainly going to up the odds.
Absolutely. I mean, if you know they're there, I think you're maybe a little more alert. You're paying more attention. You're a little more on your game, and all of that's going to work in your favor when it comes to you know, putting a fish in the boat or, in this case, on the ice.
Well, that's a little, as I said, we digress every now and again. So we're talking show 50 here, but I think it's been a good run. I hope everybody likes it. If you do, send us an email. If you don't, send us an email. Because at this point in time, we're not going anywhere, and we're hoping to pump out a good show and keep some good topics rolling. And I think there's some good ones coming around the corner. So I think in the future, I hope everybody likes the product that we're delivering here at whitefish.com.
And, you know, as 2005 look, you know, winds down, what better chance for all of you out there to look back and just reflect a little bit on this year and, you know, some of the great times you've had. You know, we've had the good fortune to experience an awful lot of them, and at the same time have the opportunity to, you know, to talk about them and discuss them here on the air. And I mean, it's been just an absolutely amazing ride. So I'm looking forward to 2006 and more good things ahead. But I guess unless you have anything else to add.
No, I'm good. Let them get on their way. People got things to do. Time is money.
And us as well. So this will wrap up this week's edition of Whitefish Radio, brought to you as always by Cats of the Red, Cats on the Red in Lockport, Manitoba, Trophy Cat Adventures right here in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and our newest edition, Today's Tackle, home of the Ice Buster Bobber in Beltrami, Minnesota. Check them out at www.todaystackle.com. And until next time, keep your hook in the water, keep your line tight, and most of all, keep it fun.
You have been listening to the Why Fish Radio Podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad. For more information, log on to our website at why-fish.com.